Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Hey, Andrew, how are you doing?
What do you make of this circus?
Well, I think in terms of Clemens, his actions really provoked Congress and the Justice Department. The fact that he wanted to go before the congressional panel to tell his story, he didn't have to do that. He went to Congress, he swore under oath to tell the truth, and most members of the committee to whom he spoke felt that he was not only lying, but knowingly lying, that he was almost using them as a forum to repudiate allegations made against him in the Mitchell report, which baseball had commissioned. And it really angered members of that committee. And they referred it to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department feels as if it has enough evidence to move forward in a case against Clemens for perjury. And it got an indictment, and he's now been arraigned. So, you know, I think part of it, you know, some people have said, why aren't other players charged with the same crime? It's a good question, but I think part of it is just the manner in which Clemens approached it really got under the skin of members of that committee, you know, wanting to go before them,
but
when
the,
they didn't
but Roger,
want them, and in their view, lying.
The United States has a $13 trillion structural deficit. It is being precipitously eroded as a great power. China is rising. America is being outcompeted. And the healthcare system is a shambles. The infrastructure in America is crumbling. And Canada does not escape the fall of our big brother. These are tough times, and we see the writing on the wall. Huge structural changes needed to be done in America, need to be done right now. And what does America focus upon? What is its fetish and fixation? Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens shouldn't have spoken to anyone significant about his steroid use. Roger Clemens is an entertainer. The fact that he went before a senior U.S. governmental body is in itself absurd. Your response to that?
Well, clearly there are a lot of problems, particularly given the economy. I don't think anybody can object to that. I do think, though, that the Justice Department has a duty to enforce the laws. And if it feels as if a law has been broken in a flagrant way, it has the discretion to pursue that.
But the law itself is an arbitrary construction to some extent.
Well, yeah, any law is in some ways. But if you look at perjury, knowingly lying under oath, it's a hard charge.
Okay, but if you ask someone if they've had sex with an... And by the way, this is not the President of the United States. This is a baseball pitcher, right? This is an entertainer. If you ask the President of the United States if he has had sex with an intern, the President has the right as a human being to lie about sex. Who doesn't lie about sex? What difference does it make whether he slept with the intern or not, unless she's blackmailing him and it's national security issue? So Clinton, I mean, I think you are obligated or excused about lying about some things. I mean, whose business is it whether Clinton slept with Monica Lewinsky? Should be between him and Hillary and God. Who cares? So you ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer. These people are not God. If you don't tell us the truth, we will send you to hell. Who are these people? What kind of bizarre Hall of Mirrors, Alice in Wonderland construction is the U.S. justice system? I ask you. But ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer. Ask Clinton if he's had sex with an intern, he's going to lie. And then you punish him. It's like a trap. I don't think Clinton...
It depends on when you lie and to whom you lie. That's really personal.
I disagree. If it's a stupid question, it's a stupid question. Whether Clinton lied or whether Roger Clemens uses steroids or not, that one is baseball's business and the other is his wife's business, not Congress. You say what?
Well, I mean, a couple things. In terms of President Clinton, the clip you played earlier, I don't believe he was under oath when he wagged his finger and said, "I never slept with that woman." It was obviously a lie, and it was the wrong thing to say, but he wasn't under oath when he said it.
Not at that time.
In his case, was before Congress. He swore under oath, and he committed, allegedly, a crime, if in fact he did commit perjury. You know, and in terms of, is it baseball's business to monitor steroids? Sure, but it's also a federal offense to sell steroids.
Look.
And there's a big drug problem in the United States.
If Sports Illustrated says, okay, you can't smoke a joint before you come into the office to write, and you come in smelling like pot, it's their responsibility to discipline you or whatever. Or say, go ahead, blow a joint, and make sure you give me some. That's their deal. That's Sports Illustrated's responsibility.
Well, it's also the duty of any public law enforcement authorities to charge me with a crime if they felt
whatever.
I was breaking the law.
Pot.
I don't think duty is limited to one group there.
Yeah, well, look, it's baseball's concern. Baseball can't. The federal justice system has no business sticking its nose into baseball. It's insanity with the things that are going wrong in the world. The North American focus has to be on whether Roger Clemens lied about steroid use. This is insanity. Is this justice to you?
It depends on looking at the whole picture. Obviously, there are more important issues, Andrew, than whether Roger Clemens committed perjury or whether he
went
No question about it.
Clinton did. Go ahead. Sorry.
I do think, though, that if somebody goes before Congress in a highly public forum and defiantly lies, if in fact Clemens did that, I think one can make an argument that the Justice Department has a duty to not let that slide, that it sends a message that people can go before Congress and continue to do that if it's not prosecuted.
But
now, you're going to say, well, people lie all the time before Congress.
I
don't know if that's true. But
this is the problem. This is why America...
The manner in which Clemens did it clearly was provocative if, in fact, he lied.
Okay. I see the logic of what you're saying, but let's back it up. Michael McCann joins us, professor of law, Vermont Law School, sports and the law, columnist with sportsillustrated.com. Let's back this up. There's no reason, there is no earthly reason, no sense of logic at all for any senior official of the United States government to be talking about baseball. It's baseball. And the fact that Roger Clemens was talking to them at all about anything is ridiculous. You don't see the absurdity in that?
In terms of baseball, sure. I mean, should sports get a pass altogether from federal scrutiny? You can make the argument. Although baseball has a limited antitrust exemption, which gives Congress more authority to review its actions. Roger Clemens have had a public hearing to talk about, in his view, the Mitchell Report's errors? Well, that can be debated. I'm not going to say that was a great use
of time.
By the way, I do think that the sale and distribution of illegal steroids is a legitimate concern for Congress to investigate.
No, it isn't. There's far more important things to the United
States. I disagree.
Why? I mean, steroids affects entertainers, i.e. athletes. The record company goes to Whitney Houston and says, Whitney, we're not going to pay for your next record unless you clean up your act. And she says, I still want to do drugs with Bobby Brown. Okay, well, take a hike, Whitney. When you clean yourself up and you still have your voice, give us a call.
1 minute.
I mean, does the Congress get involved in whether or not Whitney Houston is clean? It's insanity. And so the biggest problem in America, something that should involve officials at the highest level, is steroid use? Are you kidding me? This is insane. Don't you see the rank absurdity of what's going on in the United States? No wonder this country is so divided. No wonder this country is so off its moorings. I mean, you know, whether you invade a country for a false predicate or, have a Wall Street pyramid scheme, now the focus is, the Congress focus should be whether or not Roger Clemens should go to jail. No, more than that, that Roger Clemens should go to jail, that he should be the martyr, the Christ figure for steroids. He should be put on a cross and put in jail, Roger Clemens. I'm shaking my head. I honestly, Michael, am legitimately outraged. More on this.
Whether he goes to jail is not because he used steroids, it's because he lied under oath.
But he should. I understand he lied.
But there is that distinction. I want to make sure that distinction is clear. He's not being prosecuted for using steroids. He's being prosecuted for committing perjury.
Just like Clinton almost got impeached for lying, not whether or not he slept with Monica Lewinsky.
Correct. That's right.